Good morning. The front that brought all the severe weather across interior New York and New England yesterday continues to track to the south and east and off the East Coast. The door is now open for a westerly breeze to bring in much lower humidity and drier air. Now, we do run the risk of a passing shower in a few spots, primarily across the higher terrain today, but the overall theme will be for that drier air to build in and cooler temperatures with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear and comfortable tonight with readings back into the 50s and even a bit chilly across the higher terrain by tomorrow morning. This will set us up for an extended stretch of beautiful weather across the region with high pressure in control. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-70s on Thursday and staying in the lower 70s despite mostly sunny skies on Friday. The humidity will stay down and the sun will stay out through the weekend and into the early part of next week. A fair amount of sun mixed with clouds, lower to mid-70s on Saturday, and mostly sunny Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as that cold front that brought the thunderstorms here slides to the south. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from the mid-Atlantic and south and west to the Tennessee Valley, the southeast, and lower Mississippi Valley and southern plains. The threat for flash flooding will also shift to the Carolinas, and a few storms could be strong there as well. This cold front will lower temperatures for most of the U.S. east of the Rockies, and some areas could see highs 10 or so degrees below average heading into the end of the week. Meanwhile, satellite images and surface observations indicate that the area of low pressure associated with the remnants of Harvey is moving off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula and into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Environmental conditions are conducive for a tropical depression or even a tropical storm to form today or tomorrow, while the low moves northwestward at about 10 miles per hour across the western Gulf, possibly reaching the northwestern Gulf Coast on Friday. Regardless of development, this system is likely to slow down once it reaches the coast, increasing the threat of a prolonged period of heavy rain and flooding across portions of coastal Texas, southwestern Louisiana, and northeastern Mexico into the early part of next week. This system could also produce storm surge and tropical storm or even hurricane force winds along portions of the Texas coast later in the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Snake River Reservoir, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, mid-80s, Boston, partly sunny, with a chance of showers in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 79, that's 9 degrees above normal. 34 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.76 inches, which is now 1.20 inches above normal, and 31.80 inches for the year, which is 6.55 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 44, in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, a passing shower possible in New England today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasantly cool in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, beautiful on Friday, low humidity, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s on Saturday. More sunshine on Sunday and Monday, and even into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, with high temperatures all 3 days reaching into the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.